you're never done reaching. Don't ever come up to me and say, well, you know, I do that up north. You ain't dead yet. I don't care where you're at. You should be reaching out to people. You should be reaching out to people. You're a child of the living God. You're a Christian who's been born again by the blood of Christ. You've been forgiven. That's crazy to somehow think I've done that. Recent poll, 40 to 50% of Christians polled said they feel no responsibility whatsoever to share the message of the gospel with a lost person. They have no responsibility to do that. It's not my job. It's not my responsibility. That's a pastor's job. Can you imagine if reaching the world was left up to crazy preachers, what would happen? Are you kidding me? Good grief. And plus, in the big scheme of things, there are just a few of us. But there's all of us. Amen? So we're always to be reaching. I've been a little series trying to help you to understand how you can reach people. It's something I've been doing since I was about 16 years old, reaching people. I started out driving a bus in North Carolina on a Sunday morning. I was 16 years old, and I didn't have a car. But in those days in Carolina, they'd put me behind a wheel and drive a big school bus. The rules have changed now. We're a little slow in North Carolina, but we catch up. But I'd drive a bus on Sunday morning, and on Saturday I'd go out and knock on doors and pick up little children in what we call East Rockingham. That's not far from where I grew up, and just poor, poor, poor kids. We called them mill village kids, and that's my daddy was a cotton mill worker. He was an oiler and a sweeper in a cotton mill. And so I'd go there, and on Saturday I'd buy a thing of bubble gum. It'd last me about a month. And I didn't do this on my own. I had a fellow that was about 40 years old, ex-Navy guy, who found Christ, and he loved the Lord. And he's the one that said, you come help me, son. And I didn't realize he was discipling me. You know, I'd been a hellraiser, and he latched on to me. And he said, I have a bus route. And he said, I want you to come help me. He'd make me once a month buy the gum myself with my own money. But he also gave me a job working with him at his plant. And see, I didn't realize the big picture. He knew I had money. He knew I could invest back into those little kids that didn't have anything. And we'd go and knock on those doors and leave a piece of bubble gum with them and say, you coming to church tomorrow? And I'd drive that bus. I'd drive one way, he'd drive the other way. Both of us on there both times. Take about an hour and a half before service and after service to do the thing. But it was fun. One Sunday we had 80 kids on our bus. Don't seat the 66. And the last ones, they were from the back door, marched right down the middle, all standing up. We didn't know. You know what I'm saying? But we were smart. We got last stop up right before we got to church. Amen? So, but anyway, that's how we start out reaching people. That's how I started reaching people. Amen? Not bragging on me. I'm just saying that's how I did it. Started reaching kids, young people, and moving to Inglewood. And God put me in a ministry to work with seniors. And to make calls. Man, I've about knocked on many doors you can imagine over the years. And loving on people. And it's incredible. People need, they really do need the Lord. Amen? And I'd say over all the years I've been reaching people, I can't hardly think of any bad experience I've had. You know what I mean? We get scared. They're not. They're actually pretty nice people out on our planet. Did you know that? Say. They are. And there's a way, if you learn how to talk to folk, you can, if a bad situation or they got an attitude, there's a way to diffuse that. Kindness is huge. Amen? Say. Come on, and not being pushy and shoving and messy and that. Who wants that? It's all about inviting and loving. That's what we've been talking about. Let's review real fast, and we're going to finish. We looked at love makes a church a what? A desirable place. Let's look at a little past history. This is a place where we want this to be a place where people want to what? Well, they want to come. Keep looking. Let's talk about it. First of all, we saw a little message called See Jesus Reach. We've been learning from the Lord, not old Uncle Gary up here. Let's learn from him. Jesus had three C's when he reached people: compassion, condescension. He didn't act like God, even though he was God. He came down to their level. You and I can learn that. Amen. Come on, stoop down, humble yourself. And then finally, courage. Courage. It takes courage if you're going to get out there and reach people and share your faith and the gospel and be a person that you know, it's not a shame to bow your head at your restaurant where you eat and thank God for that. You'd be surprised. I put a little magnet on your car, put a little T-shirt on. It's not. I'm telling you, opportunities are going to happen, but it takes a little more courage for some than others. But Jesus did it. You can do it, and we can do it together. Then we looked at a message called a wide reach. We've got to be careful that we don't limit God on who He can reach. He can reach my drunk mama who slept around. Hell-raising teenager. He can reach the person that grew up with morals and a good life and, you know, wealthy or well-to-do or educated. He has pretty wide reach. Amen. Yes or no? Jesus, though, was approachable. That's why He had a wide reach. You'll have a wider reach if you're approachable. Okay? Don't expect to have a wide reach if you're not approachable. If you're not approachable, you'll probably only reach a very small segment, just a real, real tiny, narrow little something who's just like you. Approachable. Jesus was approachable. We gave a message on that, okay, about reaching everybody. Everybody's God's plan. God's plan is wide. Say that with me. God's plan is what? Wide. Who are we trying to reach at Fellowship Church for the Lord, for His glory? Everybody. Okay? We don't have every program. We're in a high school. It's a little more difficult. It's different. This thing's even been under construction for the last 2-3 years. I'm not complaining. We are who we are. We are where we are, and we reach how we reach. Amen? I had to make a choice. People ask if we got a youth program. I think we got the best youth program, but it's not organized as far as Fellowship Church. It's Coach Don Southwell on the football field. That's what our youth program is. It's Coach Ogilvie, the head coach, on the football field. It's Coach Bears up there coaching boys basketball with the varsity and the JV basketball team at Lemon Bay High School. Men of God, women of God, who are involved in our kids' lives and our community. To me, that's a great youth program. Amen? And we don't have this set time, no. But I actually work with a football team. I have the freedom to go into that school, to be there with the kids. I'm not shove and push, but I think over the years, they've loved me. Would you agree with that? And I love them. Yeah, we have teachers that are in the class. We have a pretty cool youth program. And I like the fact that I'm not having to pay them. How about that? That's a good plan. Huh? What? Isn't that a good plan? What's wrong with that? I know you want it, but you ain't getting it. Come on. How can I be approachable and how can I reach people? Say that with me. I need to be what? Readable. Say that one more time. I need to be what? If you're going to be approachable, you're going to be readable. Everyone's readable. I can read you. You can read me. You can read other people. I'm not saying, you know, not all the psychologists or anything. But you can see if somebody's ticked off. You can see if somebody is smiling. You can see that. You can see that. Come on. Need to be readable. Okay? We talked about, what does that mean? Your countenance. That's the best thing. The face is the gateway to who you are. Yeah, but look at my foot. I know I'm all ticked off up here, but look how pretty my shoes are. Well, they ain't seeing your shoes. They're seeing you. They're hearing your words. We talked about touch. You know, stepping it forward, you know, and putting that hand out. You understand? Yes or no? Well, if they wanted to be reached, they'd speak to me. That's not how it works, guys. We're the ones called to be salt and light. We're the city that's set on a hill that can't be hid. Amen? That's us, guys. So we talked about that. This reaching stuff just doesn't happen. I'll give them a gospel tract. And we wonder why we don't succeed. Because there's a lot to it. Last week's message, forgiveness. An inviting message. Say that with me. Forgiveness, a what? Inviting message. Look at this. God loves you or God condemns you. Which one's going to be the more inviting message? God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. So often we try to reach people by, we don't even know that, you know, love would be a better approach than condemnation. But because we've been condemned, because we've been put down in our life, maybe somebody in our life, we respond that way. That's not God. That's not how He responds. His arms are outstretched. He loves people. You understand? People are condemned without you having to tell them, you're condemned. All right? Look at so anyway, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, comes before John 3:17, which is God sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world here might be saved. We're condemned already, the Bible says. Okay, so 3:16 always comes before 17 when you're trying to reach people. Love should come before condemnation. Y'all hearing me today? Okay, and that's a problem as a pastor I have sometimes. You know, keeping that cart behind the horse where it ought to be. You know what I mean? So let's keep looking. Now today, a quick message. Love makes church a what? So here we go. We've out there reaching people, talking to people, sharing, you know, Christ and love and kindness to people, and they finally come. Let's do a quick test. I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm going to do it anyway. Here we go. How many of you are here for the first time today at Fellowship Church? First time today at Fellowship Church. Very first time at Fellowship Church. Very first time. There you go. Okay? Every Sunday, thank you. Every Sunday, we have people for the first time. These gift bags, the last 3 weeks, we've had gift bags taken. We've had 23 one Sunday, 2 another Sunday, and 21 the last Sunday. We've done it 3 Sundays in a row. What does that tell me? A lot of folks coming in here. Hear me, yes or no? So we're reaching. We're reaching. We're reaching. Well, when they get here, it ought to be a place they're glad they came. You hear me? Learn church some other way, getting ticked off and gossiping and that kind of mess. Man, let me tell you something. It won't work. It's horrible. People hate it. Okay? And if you're like that, I hate to tell you this, you're a pain. You are not helping with the program around here. Are you hearing me? Come on! A lot of times we do that because we lack self-worth, self-value. We've been put down in our life, so therefore we're going to do that. It's things we've learned. We've got to say, man, I don't want that anymore in my life. Amen. Say, this needs to be a desirable place. Now, what will make this a hot, happening place? Love. Love makes a church what? Hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People come in, they ought to feel warmth. They ought to feel that. Well, we said we loved you. What, did you get it? No, love can be felt. Love can be measured. Love can be felt. You hear me? This ought to be that kind of place. Love makes a church hot. Fellowship should be a place where the things I'm going to read, and we're going to build a list. It's not going to take us long. This is what fellowship should be. Love suffers long. Say it with me. Say that with me over there. We are what? Long-suffering. Well, so-and-so looked such a way. So-and-so said such and such. And so-and-so did this and that. And so-and-so. We should be long-suffering here. Amen. Yes or no?
Well, somebody got my parking place or somebody's in my seat.
But we love you. Come on. And is kind. We are what?
Kind. You know what that means? Be kind. That's what makes a church hot. This is just from the Bible.
Love envieth not. Say that with me. We are for other people's successes. Did you know so many churches? They're cold, they're not warm, and they're not welcoming because they people are mad at you for succeeding. Because you got something they don't. You know, when you succeed, I need to be happy for you, and that's a good thing. I'm tickled that you're succeeding. You get a new car, I ain't that crazy if you got that big old pavement that's going to sink you and your family. Get a new car. Where's the brother today that drove the, where you at? Right over there. Drove that little 1996 Mustang GTM with the convertible top. I was happy for him. He got him a good deal. Good job! Right over there, baby. Coming in with the top down. Come on! Why would I not be happy? Why have I got to go, man, I wish I had that car. I didn't have my car. But we're like that. You understand? Let people know you're happy for them when they share something with you instead of you having it up about how bad your life is. Why can't you be happy for them? Do you see how that makes a church inviting? Yes or no? Keep looking. Love vaunteth not itself. We are big on who? God. not big on that's good to encourage one another, to build one another. But the main thing here is Jesus Christ and His Son to glorify the Lord. Amen. Say, we're big on God around here. Okay, you can say that, and you can have a church where you love the Lord and you're not ashamed of Christ. And you don't have to hide Him. A lot of churches think you got to hide Jesus. Can't talk about Him dying on the cross or shed His blood because, you know, I mean, people don't want to hear that. They just want to hear how good stuff and nice they are. No, people need to know that we're big on God around this place. You understand? Come on, praise the Lord. You need to know that. That makes a church hot. Come on. Keep looking. It's not puffed up. Okay? So we're big on God, not big on us. This is a place for us to humble ourselves and to serve. Amen. I know I'm talking. A lot of you just are with me because you know this is just who we are and who we try to be, and this is good. But I don't always have the same people. We've got new people all the time coming in, and this is part of being on the team, guys. Why? We don't want to do all the work and reaching, and we finally get a chance here to show them and to love on them, care for them, and we don't know what to do. You understand? Come on. Doth not behave itself unseemly. What's that mean? We're a blessing. You ought not be a quack and a nut. Come on. Behaving yourself crazy. We get so bent. We can get bent on one doctrine or something, and that's all we ever do. And people go, you are a nut. I can't go be around that guy. Are y'all hearing me or not? Did I lose you? Or pushing your one little agenda? Sometimes there's parachurch ministries. I'll give you one, like the Road to Emmaus. What's that called? Is that what it's called? Okay, yeah. Nice organizations. But if any organization you're ever serving with somewhere else takes precedent over what we're doing here on Sunday morning, you're getting weird. Are you hearing me? We can't teach people the Word to share Christ with them, not to build your club. Are y'all listening? Getting ugly on you, ain't I? It's the right thing, guys. I'm telling you, I've done this for a long time. It's right, guys. So, not behaving ourselves unseemly. That can have a lot to say right there. But the point is, we ought to all be together and loving people and caring for people and being kind to people. The idea is that, you know, you're not the odd one out over here who's pitching a fit. It won't fit that fit you're pitching. Come on. Seek's not our own. We seek to please who? The Lord. It's not about me. It's not about, ooh, we. No, it's about us serving the Lord together. Keep looking. Ooh, it's not easily provoked. We're controlled by the Holy Spirit. Somebody says something, somebody's demeanor. Sometimes, guys, it was you that got on the wrong side of the bed, not the other person. And we can say things or we can receive something that maybe isn't being said. We need to seek, really, before we ever come to church on Sunday. If we want to reach people, guys, we ought to seek before we ever get here. Be in that spirit of prayer. Why do I pray for 45 minutes into the truck? Because sometimes I might get out of bed like a bear. I need to ask God to help me. Amen. Y'all hearing me? Well, if you want to help us help, then why don't you do that too when you're riding here? Maybe get up a smidgen early and say, you know, I want to be a blessing today, Lord. Use me today to meet somebody at church and reach out and be kind to somebody. Amen? Yes or no? Just trying to help us, guys. This is God's will for our life, for us to reach people. Angels ain't going to get it done. He's going to use people like us. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. We're what? Ooh, say that one with me. We're what? Can we do that one again? We're what? How about one more time? We're. And we'll get criticized for that because all you just try to do is be positive and say be positive around there. Oh my gosh, but is positive a more inviting thing? Now to some it ain't. You got this select few. They love the negative. They love the negative. They'll never build anything. They're not going to build a church. They're going to tear one down is what they're going to do. Amen? Be positive. If there's something good you can say, say it. Didn't we learn that growing up? You ain't got something good to say, then don't what? Say it.
But most times you can think something good. And you can always follow it up with, bless your heart. No, I'm sorry. Here we go. Amen. Amen. Come on. And they might not get it. So here we go. Come on. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. When someone in this body or someone comes and they've sinned or they've fallen or they're hurting or they've messed up, it ought not be us to talk about them or, you know, or put ourselves up because we can put ourselves up because somebody else is down. Guys, no, we don't rejoice in that. We rejoice in what?
Truth.
Truth is God loves you, God forgives you, God can cleanse you, God can give you a life better than you've ever had ever before. If you'll get real. Amen. Just talking to you today. Beareth all things. We are what? We are what? You want to build a church? You want to reach people for the Lord? Create an environment where people have had hurts and struggles and things in their lives come against them, but they get up anyway. And they smile and they love and they overcome adversity. Because there's people out there that don't know how. How can you go through that and make it? But Jesus Christ, with His Word, with prayer, with forgiveness, with His strength, with tears, with friends. You understand? Believes all things. We are what? It ought to be obvious when people come to this church, we're believers in Jesus Christ. We're believers in Jesus Christ. If we try to put denomination, well, I'm this denomination. That's why I love being a non-denominational church. We keep you from putting that whatever out there. Can we put, and that's okay, I understand I was 17 years of Baptist denomination. I understand, that's okay. But I'm glad that we have the opportunity in this unique area where a lot of people come and they spend time. We can be a non-denominational church that believes in Jesus. Isn't that a good thing? Come on! I think we're in a pretty good situation to reach a lot of people. Amen. Come on. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. We are what? My brother prayed this morning, Lord, give our people an expectancy when they come today. Expecting to have a good day. Not expecting like, oh, you know, this is going to be bad, that's going to be bad, oh, so-and-so is going to be... You ought to expect good things when you come to church. Amen? I have people tell me often they look forward to coming to church. I have a lot of people tell me it's my favorite day of the week. It's my best day of the week. It's what I do. This is what I want to do. That's the place. If we have that kind of environment, we work on that, guys, that's going to spill over into other people, and they're going to want that too. Amen? I got to quit. I got to hush. Are we done, Raj? We endure all things. We are. Say that last one with us. Courageous and never lose. Never. We're courageous people. We never give up hope and we never lose heart here at Fellowship Church. Fellowship Church is a place where we're long-suffering, we're kind, we're happy for other successes, we're big on God, we're blessing the Lord, we seek to please the Lord, we're controlled by the Holy Spirit, we're positive, we rejoice in good and godly things, we rejoice in the truth, we're overcomers, we're believers, we're hopeful, and we are courageous, and we never lose heart. So it's a good chance. If we work on that, as you're reaching, good chance some lives are going to be changed. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord.